Hello, I'm Mark Whittaker with the Tuesday the 20th of May Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. And General Motors has announced it's recalling another 2.5 million cars. That brings the number of vehicles the company's recalled so far this year to a really quite staggering number. In New York, the BBC's Samira Hussain has the figures.
Another 2.4 million vehicles for GM, for a company that's already made so many recalls. In fact, this now puts the total number of recalls to 13.5 million cars. Now, this time, it's actually four smaller recalls, and there are different issues, one with the airbags for some cars and another with the ignitions or the gears, rather, for another car. And so, you know, but what's really the issue here is the fact that we're seeing more recalls on top of the massive amount of recalls that we saw in February of this year.
Well, it's another week, another recall, isn't it? Is it 29 recalls in total this year?
Indeed, it is. And, you know, we even just heard on Friday that the U.S. government has fined GM the maximum amount it could, $35 million, for taking so long to make the initial recall back in February. And this had to do with the ignition switch problems that was linked to about 12 deaths and a little bit more than 45 accidents.
In terms of reputation, it's terrible. The confidence that people must have or not have in GM cars takes a huge dent as well, doesn't it?
General Motors has been fighting the reputation of being the automaker that needed a bailout from the U.S. government in order to survive. And after paying that money back, they had been able to regain that reputation as a solid car maker. And so when we first heard about the initial recalls back in February, I spoke with some analysts who said that, you know, because the recalled cars have to do with cars that were before they needed a bailout. You know, in the minds of some consumers, there's the pre-bailout GM and then the post-bailout GM. But, you know, to hear more recalls happening, that's going to certainly play a role in the reputation of the automaker.
That's the BBC's Samira Hussain in New York. Harry J. Clark is the chairman of Clark Capital Management Group in Philadelphia. What does he make of what was a spate of recalls, but now seems to be almost a torrent?
Toyota for many, many years had no recalls at all. Now they have tons of them. GM went for years, no recalls. It just catches up with them eventually. And the recalls are massive. They're putting money away for them. The stock has dropped to a point where I think it's going to be a buy pretty soon, to be honest with you.
What's the effect likely to be on the reputation of GM?
Remember years ago when Audi had that sudden acceleration problem and Toyota had that bad problem? Guess what? No one remembers it. You know, 6 months from now, it'll be gone. No one remembers. They're buying cars like ever before. I don't think it hurts the reputation of the firm in the long run. Short term, yeah. Short term is a big black eye.
Okay, Harry, apart from GM, what else has caught your eye?
Well, the retailers these days have come in with some poor numbers, like sporting goods and staples today were down a good bit. But I think the retail numbers are low because the weather in this country the past few months has been absolutely horrible. If it's not been snow, it's been floods, not floods, but fires. So it's really, the retailers are hurting because people aren't spending money. I think with the summertime coming, you'll see these numbers improve. I think improve a lot.
That's Harry J. Clark of Clark Capital Management Group in Philadelphia. The figures then on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 0.8% at 16,374. And at the end of the day here in London, the 100 share index was also down 0.6% at 68.02. And that's it from this edition of World Business Report. From me, Mark Whittaker. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk. Or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.